Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like the show and think we deserve a 5-star rating, and obviously we do, rate us and post a review. Also, although our main purpose in life is to entertain you, producing this show costs actual money, so please help out by going to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and pledging your support to receive all sorts of goodies, merchandise, personalized roast, and shout-outs, advanced access to episodes, or personal messages from me, Gilbert Gottfried. And if we raise enough, maybe I can finally get a new co-host. I'm thinking of the Scarlett Johansson robot. Okay, ready? Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
You betcha. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at what you just said off mic.
So, unfortunately, people don't know the names of the parties involved. Or
let's not repeat it. This is part two.
You really missed something, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to try to find the tape of what
they could
we
take
were
me out.
About.
They could take me out and get me drunk. Or Paul Rayburn is here. So last week we did an episode of One Hit Wonders.
Yes.
As a response to our millions of fans who requested that we do some kind
demanding
of
it.
Music. They were
marching
demanding it.
On watching
with pitchforks and torches.
Yeah.
Please do a music episode. And to give it a little backstory, I was telling you guys about the anniversary of the song Zager and Evans in the year 25.
Yes.
And we got to talking about songs from the 60s, one-hit wonders. And we went through 66 and 67. And this is 68. This is the beginning of 68, January 20th, 1968. And our trusty engineer, Frank Verderosa, is here. And Frank kindly queued some of these up. So
yes,
we're going to see if you have a reaction to these.
Much like I have to penicillin.
Yes. Oh, Lord, this is a silly episode. So, Frankie, if you will, this is John Fred and his Playboy Band. Does this mean anything to you, Gilbert?
That sounds familiar. What was the name?
Here we go.
Judy in the Sky.
Paul got it.
Judy in disguise, that's what you are. A lemonade pie and a brand new car. Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. Judy in disguise,
that's
with
it.
Diamonds.
With glasses.
With glasses. And a brand new car.
That's it. All right.
And you know, the reason for the mix-up was actually quite a deliberate one on their hand.
Yes.
Because at the time, Lucy in the sky
with diamonds
was a big hit.
Right.
So they decided on Judy in Disguise with
glasses.
Which completely eclipsed the Beatles song once it had appeared. The far superior work of art.
Yes.
And yet this song went to number one.
It went to number six. There you go.
January 1968. John Fred and his Playboy Band. And I'd like to throw in something since you brought up Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. On the subject of misheard lyrics.
Okay.
You know, there have been whole books about it.
Yeah.
Like the Creedence song, There's a Bathroom on the Right.
Oh, yeah.
My mother's best friend, Connie, thought the line in The Girl with Kaleidoscope Eyes was "a girl with colitis goes by." And I remember thinking, why would anyone write a lyric about someone with an intestinal disorder? But there you have it.
Now, in that song in Greece.
Yes.
You know,
Beauty School Dropout?
No, no. The other one, more upbeat number.
Grease Lightning?
No.
You're the one that I want?
I think
that's
it is.
Yeah.
I think
one.
It's the one that
I'll
want.
I'll just keep guessing.
There is one line, one lyric in there that Olivia Newton-John sings that I always think that she's saying "your erection."
Really?
Yeah, there's
Paul,
one.
Paul, you want to look that
I'm
up and we'll get
up
to the bottom of it?
This,
are you sure that's the song?
I think so. Yeah,
uh-oh.
This is the one.
This is the one? Jeez. Thank you, Frankie.
Okay, at the end of the song,
yeah,
she sings, "If you're filled with affection and you're too shy to convey, meditate my direction."
Meditate my direction?
Yeah,
what the hell does that mean?
I was always thinking, like, masturbate my erection.
Yeah, it was wishful thinking on your part.
Yeah, I would watch Olivia Newton-John and thinking, oh my God, she's saying masturbate my erection.
That's far superior to what they actually...
Very important.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, I believe, is a Jew.
Oh, come now.
Yes. Olivia Newton-John is, I heard, is a Jew and has these Jew intellectual parents.
Well, I think her grandfather was a famous scientist.
Brilliant scientist.
Isaac Newton.
No. Not back. Not back that far.
I think it was Einstein. That would explain the Jew part.
Frank, I don't know my own name. Paul Rayburn is here, our researcher, and he can look
and
that up.
She is a Jew.
And find out who her grandfather was. I believe her grandfather was...
In fact, I saw in some article somewhere, they said about the school he went to. And they said, that school, the people who go to that, consider people who go to Harvard cute.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you found?
I will report back.
All right, you'll come
Wikipedia
back to us.
Up. Yeah.
We'll move on.
Just look up Olivia Newton-John Jew. That's all I want
to
know.
Go to Jewpedia.
Yes. Let's see. Where is her life and career? All right, you guys, let's go to the next one.
Go to Jugal. Yeah. All right, hey, Frankie, here's another one. I don't know what you called up here, Frankie.
I'm the president of my company.
Jugal it.
Okay, here we go.
He's got something.
So we got, she was born to a Welsh father and a Berlin-born mother, but her mother's family had left Germany before World War II because her maternal grandfather was Jewish.
How about that?
And her maternal grandmother was of paternal Jewish ancestry. I can't find a scientist yet, but I'll keep working
on it. Yeah, look for the scientist.
Olivia Newton-John, Jew.
Gilbert, right again.
Yes.
Don't you ever get tired of being right. All right, Frankie, what do we got here? Well, do you have this Hugo Montenegro song?
Oh, God.
From 1968?
What's the name?
I don't think we queued that one up.
You didn't queue that one up? Let's skip it.
But what's the name?
I got one for you. That was the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly theme. It charted.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, 1968.
Let me close off Olivia Newton-John.
Go ahead.
Her mother was the eldest child of the Nobel Prize-winning atomic physicist Max Born.
How about that?
Thank you very much,
ladies and gentlemen. Olivia Newton-John's grandfather was a Nobel Prize winner.
Have we had any Nobel Prize winners on the show?
Artie Lang. Gary Busey? Okay, Gil.
Wait, I actually had the Good, Bad, and the Ugly queued up.
Okay.
This one I can't sing along to.
But you remember that this charted.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hugo Montenegro, 1968. Here's one that I know you'll know and love. This is from, thank you, Frankie. This is from July of 1968. July 6th was its peak date, its peak position date, by Shorty Long.
Hear ye, Hear ye! The coat's in session. The
coat's in session. Oh my God! Here comes your judge!
Here comes the judge.
Judge! Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Because on Rowan and Martin's Laughing, they were having both like Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson going, here come the judge.
Right, that's right.
And then they dug up, he was still alive, Pigmeat Markham.
That's right, the original.
Yes, the original. Here come the judge. And it used to be something like, everybody, he's coming, you better not be loud, cause here come the judge, and he's looking pretty proud. Here come the judge.
They should have gotten Nipsey.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because
it was rhyme. It was rhyme and rhyme.
Now didn't Pigmeat's version also?
Funny
chart?
You should say that, Paul. you've been looking at the list. You've been cheating at our notes. Here we go. Shorty Long charted with this song in July. It shows you how popular Laughing was.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because this is purely, and then Pigmeat himself makes the charts. In July 27th of 1968 with his version.
Oh, my God.
Which we have. Frankie?
Oh.
Stand by.
Okay.
Yeah, he, this coat is now in session.
And this is Pigmeat.
It's our Judge Pigmeat marked and presiding. Yeah, he, the coat of swings. It's just about ready to do that thing. Don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line.
That's great.
Wow.
Me. You remember Pigmeat?
Oh, yes.
I think I saw Pigmeat Markham and I want to say Moms Mabley in an episode of the old Cosby Show from the 70s where he was the gym teacher.
Yes.
Yeah. You remember that show, Paul?
No, I don't remember that one.
The Cosby, I think it was called the Bill Cosby Show.
They used to have weird people popping up. I think Henry Fonda.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Up on an episode and Elsa Lancaster.
Elsa Lanchester.
Lanchester. Yeah. I always get it mixed up.
Charles Laughton's beard.
Oh, yes.
Here's another one from August 3rd.
And he would get sometimes shit cooked.
Now cut that
beard.
I got to work on my Benny. August 3rd,
1960. Now cut that out.
That's better.
Yeah.
Do we have this one, Frankie? Gilbert, can you name this?
Oh, Classical Gas.
Yes.
By, what the fuck's his name?
He was a Smothers Brothers writer.
Yes,
starts
know
with an
that.
M. Starts
M-
with an M.
Matthew
Mason.
Mason Williams.
Yes. Not Mason Reese.
Yeah, Mason Reese. He was a midget who used to play
Classical Gas.
Yes.
You know what was interesting? There were a lot of instrumentals in the 60s.
Yeah, a lot.
Cast Your Fate to the Wind.
Love
and
Is
the,
Blue.
This
Love
was a of great one.
It's great. It's great. I think Mason is around. I think we should find him.
And I think on the Smothers Brothers, they did actually a video where they had all these classical paintings that they showed each one for a quarter of a second and played this. It was great.
I got to find
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
I think he's around. I think Mason Williams. Yeah, he was a writer on the Smothers Brothers with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And future guest, Bob Einstein.
Oh, that's right. And there, yeah, I remember watching that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great one. Whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. But instead of making a statement like Superman's tights under his everyday clothes, your underwear is probably, well, boring. Me Undies is here to change that. Every pair of Me Undies is made from sustainably sourced modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit or feel of Me Undies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. No questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Remember Superman?
Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, which is the best part. And you can save up to $8 a pair with the Me Undies subscription plan. You get the subscription or you get a single pair, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/Gilbert. What can you lose? You get a money-back guarantee. You get 20% off if you're happy with them, right?
Yeah.
It's very generous.
Yeah.
It's a terrific company. That's MeUndies.com/Gilbert for 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/Gilbert. Here's a guy. I haven't stumped you yet.
Yeah.
Have I stumped you? Nope, I haven't in two episodes so far. Here's one, and this is, of course, an iconic song from October of 1968.
No, but I wish you would stump me. oh, my goodness.
Did you see the fan who synced your voice to the Paul Lynn clip from Bye Bye Birdie?
No!
Oh, I'm going to show it to you.
Oh, I got
to
see
and
that.
And we'll post it on social media. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's absolutely wonderful. So I'll share it with the fans. But this is from October of 1968. And, of course, everybody knows this one. Frank, Let It Rip. Paul knows.
Inagata de Vida.
Oh! Inagata de Vida.
But, I can't believe this is all they had. These guys were great. Why didn't
Iron
they come
Butterfly.
Back? Yeah, why didn't they come back? What happened?
I don't know. They sound like the
know.
Flower people from Spinal Tap to me.
And, the story behind this one is the lyrics were in the
Garden of Eden. Right.
But he was stoned out of his fucking head. and his mouth didn't operate, so it was like, in the Garden.
That's the story.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I hope that's not apocryphal, because that is a great rock and roll story.
And then I heard they used to shit on each other. Which may be apocryphal.
Well, maybe you would talk funny, too, if somebody was doing that to you. Just maybe.
That was from the second studio album of Iron Butterfly.
Yeah, and you're like a hardcore Iron Butterfly
fan? The first album is barely lost to history.
It was unintelligible.
That's a great one.
Yep. That was October of 68. And that takes us through 68. Did we load up 69, Frank?
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I don't know. What song you got next?
Did you do... Well, here, let's...
Hey! Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
That's the one.
Rosemary! Smile a little smile for me.
Now, I got to read some of these to you, Gilbert.
Yes.
Some of these songs, some of these band names.
Okay.
68 and 69, I think, are my favorite for band names. We talked about John, Fred, and his Playboy band. Green Tambourine by the Lemon Pipers.
Oh, in a green tambourine.
Not really your key.
Yeah, no. Well, if I had a chance to work on it.
Nobody But Me by the Human Beans.
Oh,
the Human
geez.
Beans. Paul mentioned Love is Blue. We were talking about orchestra.
Right. Instrumentals.
Instrumentals, excuse me. Boy. A Question of Temperature by the Balloon Farm. Angel of the Morning, of course.
Oh,
by
yes.
Merrily Rush. That was recovered by Juice Newton.
Just call me Angel.
That's
in
it.
The morning, Angel.
Appropriate, because we just had Stuart Margolin.
Just kiss my dreams before
my cheek.
Before you leave me.
Kiss my dreams.
Just kiss my erection. Just masturbate my erection
back
before you leave me, babe. baby.
Oh, God. Grazing in the Grass by Yu Masekela?
Or Yu Masekela? Yes. Grazing in the Grass is a gas.
Sure.
Can you feel it?
Journey to the Center of the Mind by the Amboy Dukes. Listen to the names of these groups.
How did that one go?
Fire by the Crazy World of Arthur Brown. I love that. Shape of Things to Come by Max Frost and the Troopers. Does any of this mean anything to you? The Funky Judge by Bull and the Matadors. I love these. The Worst That Can Happen. I love that song. Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Worst Though, that's a great,
that's a great song.
That's a Jimmy Webb song. I think
Jimmy Webb.
Song.
Oh, yeah. And then they put in the wedding thing. Dun,
yeah, that's dun, right, because his girlfriend gets mad. That's a good one.
That's right.
Hot Smoke and Sassafras by Bubble Puppy.
Oh, you're a real Bubble Puppy.
Gimme Good Lovin', May of 69 by Crazy Elephant.
Yes.
I mean, how the psychedelic Will You Be Staying After Sunday by the Peppermint Rainbow?
Oh,
that reminds me. Remember the Strawberry Alarm Clock?
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Incense and Peppermint.
Well,
right?
I think, wasn't it Corey Feldman's father was in the Strawberry Alarm Clock?
Yes,
right.
I think that's right.
We talked about I Love You More Today. What do we got?
Incense and Peppermint.
Incense and Peppermint. Frankie, you're...
Incense, Peppermint. Da-da-da-da. Da-da. Da-da. Da-da.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A
song I love, Love Can Make You Happy by Mercy. Do you know that song? It's a very,
maybe,
very slow ballad. It's sweet. I Love You More...
Love Can Make You...
I love that song. I Love You More Today Than Yesterday by Spiral Staircase.
I love you more today than yesterday.
Played at a lot of weddings.
Drive. But not as much as tomorrow.
Don't sue us.
Yeah.
How about Israelites by Desmond Dekker and the Aces?
That's good.
The Israelites wake up in the morning begging for breakfast so that every mouth can be fed.
Sounds like Barry Gibb.
Yeah. Yes.
Never heard this song in my life.
You never heard this?
Now, where have I been?
Wow!
Number 9.
This was a big one.
Went to number 9 in June of 1969. Nice work, Frankie.
They were from, I think they were from New Orleans, weren't they?
The Israelites were from New Orleans.
A place where Jews aren't allowed.
Desmond Dekker. What did you say, Frankie?
Desmond Dekker. The artist is Desmond Dekker.
Desmond Dekker and the Aces.
It was Albert Dekker, I think.
How about Quentin's Theme in 1969?
Oh my God,
is that
from
Dark Shadows?
I was going to guess that. David Shelby.
Yes, I was going to guess that. How about that?
Yes.
Does this mean anything to you?
Whenever Quentin would show up, this would play, and he never spoke.
He was the werewolf, Quentin, wasn't he?
No, he was this, like, kind of old military guy, and he would, like, all the girls were crazy about him back then.
I'm wrong.
He was in that, just recently, he was in that movie with Eisenberg, Jesse Eisenberg.
The Social Network?
Yes.
Well, he was in that,
yeah,
David Selby?
Yeah, he was, like, the head of the university.
How about
Paul? Oh, and he was in... I think Super Cops with Ron Liebman.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Ron Liebman. That's right. He was in Super Cops. David Selby.
Can I correct Desmond Dekker? I was completely wrong. He's a Jamaican.
Okay. Well, and Jamaican, New Orleans.
The Israelites, was one of the first international reggae hits.
Nice work.
There you go.
Nice work, Paul. Okay, I'll take you out with two more.
Okay.
And Pork Salad Annie. By Tony Joe White.
Poke Salad Annie.
I'm sorry?
That's something that...
Poke Salad Annie.
I'm
getting punchy.
Yeah, Poke Salad Annie, the gator ate my grandma. That's the line. Remember that?
This is something that Danny Kaye and Laurence Olivier used to do.
I know this song.
He goes,
shame on me.
The gator got your granny.
poke salad.
Oh, yeah. Poke salad.
I don't have too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields.
Amazing. I'm impressed by you every day, more than I ever was, Paul. Okay, we're finishing up 1969. Kimo Sabe by the Electric Indian. went to number 16 in September of 69. I love these songs.
That's going to get us sued right there.
Yep.
Right?
Does this mean anything to you, Gil?
Wait.
Oh, that I remember.
Is this an instrumental?
Yeah,
instrumental?
I don't know what it is. Kimo Sabe by the electric. I hear some. I hear a xylophone.
Yeah.
Maybe some vibes.
Yeah.
See, the beginning is, I think, from an old TV show.
Really?
Dun, 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 dun. Or maybe it was in every fucking Western.
It's sort of a cousin of Indian Reservation by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes.
Cherokee Nation.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah,
that's the
'70s.
Now, here's another one on the list, and we'll get close and wrap it up here. Something in the Air by Thunderclap Newman.
Oh, that
went
sounds
to
very
number
rings
37. Does that ring a bell?
It does ring a bell.
I know this song.
Oh, okay.
The revolution's gonna.
Oh yes, yes.
I like this version of MacArthur Park better.
Yeah.
How about you, Paul? Thunderclap Newman. I wonder if he's around. Should give Thunderclap a call.
Well, Gilbert's keeping the memory alive.
Oh, my God. My head hurts. So this was our, these last two episodes were our attempt to do musical episodes.
Which we should never attempt again.
Never attempt it again. But these were one-hit wonders of the 1960s. We only started in 66 when... You know,
yeah.
I'm not that old.
Yeah.
And I think if we get a good reaction or good response to these, we'll move on and do the 70s.
I think that'd be a good idea.
And maybe Frankie will take us out.
Or we could do the later 60s.
Well, we're done.
Yeah, yo, we're done.
That was it. That was it
no
for one
68 or 69?
I did 68 and 69.
Oh,
you just
okay.
did
okay. Well, we're doing another version no matter what.
Okay.
Because I want to sing these songs.
We'll do this. Why don't we just turn this show into a karaoke night?
Yeah.
Gives me an idea.
Gilbert and Frank's karaoke.
Well, we could do a live event, karaoke. You want to take us out with Steam once again, Frankie? And we'll do it. We'll all do it together. Which was the second to last one-hit wonder of the year 1969, so of the decade. It was only followed by Groovy Grubworm by Harley Locox, Harley Wilcox and the Okies. So we'll go out on Steam, which peaked at number one, December of 1969.
Na 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 na. Hey hey. Goodbye.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you, Gilbert.
Okay, this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal podcast.
Obsession.
Obsession. fuck it. Na 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 na. Hey hey. Goodbye! Na 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 na! Na na na!
Jerry Lewis doing
Steam. Hey, hey! Goodbye! Na na na! Hey, hey! Goodbye!